are your parents very controlling? Do they try to dictate every part of your life, from what you're going to study to who you're going to be, who you're going to marry, where you're going to go in this world, what you can and cannot do? Are you feeling suffocated by that? If so, keep on listening. Hello, penguins, and welcome to another episode of Girl Talk, Real Talk. My name is Faiza Ramouni of Expired and Fabulous, and I am here to help get you right, get them right, and get it right. The it, of course, is love, and that love starts with you, of course, always. Now, I am so excited to start this new podcast in a whole new decade. Happy New Year to everybody. Hope everybody started off really fucking well. And if you didn't, I am here to help you get on that bandwagon. And you have no idea what I was doing with my shoulders right now. But it is a whole new decade, which means we got to open up the door to a whole new you and start that process with no better conversation than the one we are going to have today, which is a question I'm asked very, very, very often, okay, not just by Muslims, not just by Arabs, Muzrabs, but by so many people all around the world who struggle with very controlling parents who want to, well, control their lives, right? So let's get straight into it right now. The question is, Faiza, I want to live my life, but my parents control it. What do I do? Now, this is a subject that I can relate to on so many levels. I'm sure many of you know, especially with my circumstance, having grown up as a Muzrab woman. For those of you who don't know, Muzrab is what I nickname a Muslim Arab woman, okay? So I relate to this very much because for years I was controlled by my parents. You know, first my dad, and then when my dad passed away, Allah yarhamu, God rest his soul, I was controlled by his ghost. You know, it felt like I had the whole Hamlet effect there. And not that I actually saw his ghost, but you know, that would just fucking made it really scary. But in the mind fuck of it all, right? And then it was by my mom. Up to the age 31, I'm 35 right now. I know I look amazing. Not that you could see me right now, but just please go look at my pictures. And it's great. You know, but for 31 years, I was controlled. And I found myself always obviously fighting that control, even in small steps. You know, I always make little nudges towards my independence. But I was very much controlled. Why, though? You know, it was because they thought they knew better, or because they were afraid of the person I would become. They were afraid of the mindset I had, that it would find me rebelling against the things that they knew, that they understood, that it would put me in a position where I might end up hurt or broken, making mistakes they didn't agree with, being someone they didn't know or recognize. And there's nothing scarier to a parent than seeing your child become either yourself or someone you don't even recognize anymore. That's a very scary position for a parent to be in. And so what do? They try to control it so they can always feel like the power is in their hands, and therefore they can always protect you, right? Comes down to that. I say this because it is very important for you to right now ask yourself two questions. And that is, number one, what are your parents trying to control? And number two, why? What are your parents trying to control and why? And don't tell me that you don't fucking know what it is, because your ass does fucking know. You're living there. You know what the fuck your parents are trying to control. What are they trying to control? Are they trying to control who you marry, your career, your lifestyle, when you have kids, what you do, your thoughts, your perspective on things, your voice? What are they trying to control? You gotta start there, because being in control of your life means you have to be aware of the reasons you're even facing this opposition to begin with. Otherwise, their need to control you will ultimately find you controlled. If you can't be aware enough to know what they're trying to control and the reasons why, then you'll find yourself controlled repeatedly, over and over and over. And I promise you that extends to other things in your life too, your relationships with not only your parents, but your family as a whole, your friends, your relationships intimately. It will just have this ripple effect that will kind of fuck up all those other aspects of your life too. So awareness, as always, is going to be your power here right now. Let me give you an example. My dad wanted to control who I married. And this is why he went on, like in a typical Muzrab fashion, he would find people he deemed worthy of me marrying, right? Or people he believed would be good for me. Because he figured he knew better. If he knew the guy and he knew the family, then he would be in a better position of knowing that, having that comfort that I'll be okay, I'll be taken care of. You know, I won't be with somebody who's going to treat me badly. I won't be with somebody who's going to disrespect me, to devalue me, or tarnish my reputation. So I'm aware of what my dad was controlling. He was controlling who he believed I should marry, right? He took that whole my lifelong partner mission into his own hands. Why? Because he wanted to make sure I would ultimately be happy. Very understandable, right? Very understandable. What our parents always want to see us happy, right? So I understand. I'm very aware of what he was trying to control. I understand the reasons why. But does that mean I agree with it? No. However, the awareness and understanding of that put me in a better compassionate situation to better my approach on how to handle this, how to react to him, how to have better conversations. Did that lead to a better relationship between him and I? No, unfortunately. But I'm still unmarried, which, you know, I guess that's what I really wanted. I wanted to have my own, make my own decision, right? So here I am with my own decision. So I got ultimately what I wanted. So the journey to take your life back starts with the awareness of what your parents are trying to control and why. Why is this important? Because only then can you better position yourself in this battle to win yourself back from them. Do you think it was easy for me as a traditionally raised Muzrab woman to be who I am today? Do you think that that was easy? If it was, I wouldn't have started living my life at 31 years old. Look at all the time I spent living for other people. As I said, I was very aware my parents were trying to control who I marry, who, what I do, the degree I get, the job I get, the way I speak, the way I dress, the way I talk, the way I walk, everything. There was this constant need to control that in order to make themselves feel more comfortable about the person I was becoming. Because there's nothing more scary to a parent than seeing their child either become themselves or become a version of them they don't recognize anymore. So they're almost always going to find a need to control you in order to make themselves feel more comfortable about who you are or who you are becoming. All right? It's very important to understand that. Now, I want you to really think about that right now. What are your parents trying to control and why? Why are they trying to control it? You, as I said, cannot just have this big rebellion against your family when you don't know what you're rebelling against. You got to know what that really is. And I'm sorry, but not sorry. A rebellion against your parents because they won't let you travel the world at 14 or go to that party or stay out past 10 p.m. is not a rebellion worth taking up arms and fighting about it. It's really not. This is about things that define who you are and things that disable you, really disable you from growing and figuring out who that is. Many times your parents are just really looking out for you. But the only way to know that is when you truly know what their intentions are, which is why you need to know what they're trying to control and why, but also knowing yourself. Because too often do kids coming from very controlling parents make poor decisions, whether it be with a life partner, in their career, in their lifestyle, simply because they wanted to oppose their parents and gain their independence and then find themselves in a really fucking shitty situation, completely unhappy, battling mental illness, in an abusive relationship. And although there's many times we can avoid the, you know, mistakes happen, we can avoid certain decisions we make based off of the intentions behind them. Always looking at the intention as to why you're making this decision many times can find you in a better position, right? That all rhymed, by the way. Wowzers. It's the truth. You know, do you know how many times people come to me and say, oh, I married him because my family didn't like him and I just wanted to feel like I was making a decision that was my own and therefore I married him and now he doesn't treat me right. Now I don't know what to do. It's all because their parents controlled so much that all they wanted to do was feel like they had a choice. And so they made a decision and it wasn't the right one, all in the hopes of just feeling like they had their voice back. It's the same thing with career, studying something, getting a degree in something, going into a job because mom and dad wanted, and then finding yourself miserable. It happens in lifestyle too, lifestyle decisions. Many decisions you make on how you live your life, some go to far extremes simply because they just want to feel like they're making that decision. So they find themselves in a pattern of poor mistakes that don't have to be made. I mean, we can't always avoid mistakes, but there are many that we can. All right, there are many that we can. But we do it only because we want to feel in control. You want to feel in control of that decision. It's your mind. You're making it. Nobody else told you. You did it. This is why I do my very best to any parents I speak to make them understand how control never really works. It doesn't work. We always resist it. And the resistance is either going to go in that child's favor or to that child's demise. It never works. We always find ourselves resisting that control. But there's a right and wrong way to battle that resistance in the pursuit of self-fulfillment rather than self-destruction. You don't want to defy your parents. You want to define yourself. The why, understanding why they're trying to control you, helps you adjust your reaction to this. Because if you don't know what you're up against and you instead just find yourself doing this whole Spartacus rebellion, you may find yourself in a path of self-destruction simply because you want to feel in control of your life. You want to feel you have a choice, you have a voice, and you're using it. Now, I hope I stressed enough how important it is to... This is why it's just so important to understand as, again, what are your parents trying to control and why? The awareness of this is going to, as I said, better position you for how to handle this. How do you go and prepare yourself for this battle? Because it will be a battle. Going against your family in the sense of like trying to take your control back will almost always never be easy. But you got to know what is being controlled. This awareness is extremely important on how you handle this. Because many times, as I said, people are trying to take the control back from their parents and their parents aren't doing shit besides looking out for them. Now, we many times have to go through our own mistakes and go through our own experiences, and those experiences, as long as we learn something from them, they will always be worth making those mistakes. But if we could avoid certain things, wouldn't you want to? I mean, isn't that why we share advice with each other, so that we can avoid certain mistakes and open each other's eyes to certain things that we may not be seeing? Right? I mean, how many times does that happen? Many times. So you have to know, is it that they're really controlling? All right, you gotta identify, what are they really trying to control? And why are they trying to control it? Are they just looking out for you, for your best interest? Or is it that they are trying to literally control every aspect of what makes you, you? The only person that knows the answer to this is you. Listening to this right now. You know the answer to this. What are they trying to control? Why are they trying to control it? And now, the final part of this answer is, what defines you? What is you that is not your controlling parents? You have to define yourself. Let me give you another example, okay? When I was going through my heartbreak journey, one of my biggest enemies throughout that journey, all right, was my mom. My mom, every time she saw me crying or she saw me sad or she saw me hurt by things, you know, that were part of that relationship or my ex or mourning the loss of that relationship, my mom always had something sarcastic to say, something degrading to say, mocking me or making me feel like, you know, I was weak, or actually going as far as saying, you know, that the ancestors would be so ashamed of the woman that you are, which always, I always feel like fucking Mulan at moments like that. You know, it's like, who's ancestors? So, but my mom was trying to control my healing. Why? Because my mom grew up around a family that saw a woman crying or mourning a man as a weak woman. You know, you weren't strong. If you were strong, you would just continue on, or, you know, not show any tears, never let them see you cry, you know, nobody's worth that type of thing. But I was hurting. I was hurting. And I couldn't control what I was feeling. And I also didn't feel that I needed to control that, even if she felt she needed to or had to. So I was very aware of what she was trying to control, my healing. I was very aware of the reasons why, because she saw it as a weakness. But I didn't agree with that. I did not fucking agree with that. So I took control of my own healing. That meant if I wanted to cry, I fucking cried. That meant if I was sad, I was fucking sad. And that meant that if she wanted any more truths from me, that if I was going to sit and be vulnerable in front of her and ever share any truths with her, she had to earn that. Because I was no longer going to give it to her. Because when I had tried to, I was met with mocking or disrespect or belittling. And so therefore I felt, you didn't earn it anymore. You didn't earn my vulnerability. You didn't earn my truth. You didn't earn my pain. You didn't earn it. You didn't earn me sitting down and sharing those things with you. So I completely detached from her in that. And did it lead to a lot of resistance? Absolutely. My mom and I fought really bad, constantly having verbal arguments where it would just get nasty. It would get really nasty. I would raise my voice really loud. I would want to hurt her the same way she hurt me. I found myself doing it a lot, wanting to make her hurt the way I was hurting. Was it the right approach? No, because I think there were certain things I could have said or done differently, which is what I'm trying to share with you all today, right? Got to share your pain, got to share your journey, got to share your faults and your fuck ups so that other people can learn from it, right? And I think that I didn't handle it the right way as far as how far I took it. You know, I could have been more in control of myself. I should have been in a position where I didn't allow her to get the better of me like that, where I lost control of who I am. But do I regret it? No, because today we have the best relationship we've ever had. One where it's very open. It's very honest. She may not agree with all my decisions. She may not agree with my lifestyle completely, but she respects me. Why does she respect me? Because I've given her no other choice but to. How have I given her no other choice but to? By simply being myself. When she realized that anytime she tried to ridicule or put me down, that would face resistance from me and I was no longer going to be silent to it, that if she wanted to have me in her life, that she needed to change. Now, we're friends. She's not just my mother, she's my friend. I'd actually go a step further and say she's my best friend. Simply because I fought for me. Which leads me to my point that you have to fight for you. This is why you, the child, need to be the teacher for your parents. You need to teach your parents how to love you in a way they may not know how to yet. You have to teach your parents how to trust you in a way they never had before. You have to teach them these things. You don't want your parents to control your life anymore. You have to know how to control it yourself. Your parents can't teach that to you because they never will. Your parents will not teach you how to take control of your life if they are controlling it. You have to teach that to yourself. You have to know you enough. Nobody knows you more than you. Living a happy life is in great part understanding who you are, what makes you happy, what makes you feel fulfilled, what makes you feel whole as a person, What career makes you happy? What career are you passionate about? What relationships make you feel alive? What way of living your life makes you feel most like yourself? You have to define that. If you want to take the control back from your family, you need to know who you are enough to fight for that person, because the resistance you're going to face from your family is going to be hard. Them losing the string of control that they have around you, that's not going to be easy. And they're not going to give it up willingly. And also, if you want to live your life, you need to get your own independence yourself. You can't be telling your parents you want to live your life and do what the fuck you want, and you don't even have the money to pay your bills, the ability to have a roof over your head, to feed yourself. You want to be in control of your life, then fucking take control of your life. Stop being pampered and babied by your parents that are feeding you, clothing you, putting a roof over your head, taking you back and forth to school, paying your fucking cell phone bill, are the reasons you even have Wi-Fi at home. Like, if you want your control back, you need to take your control back. One of the ways I was able to get my independence in a great many ways was by becoming financially dependent on myself. You know, I no longer depended on my family to support me. I no longer depended on anybody else besides myself. And if I was struggling, I would rather struggle than to lean on anybody else that's going to use that help as a way to control me, right? So if you want to be independent, you need to get financially independent and you need to get emotionally independent. The emotional independence, although much harder, comes from knowing yourself a little bit more. Again, you don't have to know yourself 100%, but enough to stand your ground and take your control back and out of their hands. So you have to be very emotionally independent. That means knowing you're not always going to see eye to eye, that you're going to be seen as the rotten apple, the one that's giving your dad the fucking heart attack. Because, you know, there's not, especially with Muzrabs, they never miss a chance to start, my heart. It's like your hand is on your waist, Baba. Why? Your heart's much higher up. You know? Much higher up. So you have to be emotionally ready for all that. Now, the financial independence, that is, yeah, of course, going out and getting a job or, you know, pursuing a different career, facing the hardships financially without having to depend on them. That's even if you're living with them. You can live with them and still go get a job that gives you enough to pay your phone bill, give you transportation back and forth, to pay your car payment. But a lot of people don't want to go through that hardship. No, it's too easy. It's too easy to depend on your parents. In an ideal world, your parents would say, go be you, and I will still financially support you until you get on your own 2 feet, right? That in an ideal world, that would happen. That doesn't always happen. So if you want your independence, you have to be willing to get ready for the battle ahead, which means you're going to have to detach from your dependency on them. In an ideal world, penguins, everything I just said wouldn't have to be said, right? Parents would not see their children as an extension of themselves and put all their hopes and dreams and aspirations and failed, you know, misgivings on them. They wouldn't do that. They would see their children as independent beings who they're lucky to have, they're blessed to have, that are beautifully different. You know, that yes, you brought them into this world, but you do not own them. They are their own person with their own thoughts, their own dreams, their own aspirations, their own personality. And they would love you no matter what. No matter what. They would nurture that difference. They would nurture that weirdness. They would nurture that mindset that may not coincide with their own. They would nurture that, while guiding them by being good people themselves, showing them what it means to be a good person, showing them how to treat other people, the important core values of what it means to be a human being. They would teach them those things and allow them to be who they are. This need to control will almost always find resistance. And they would understand that enough to know that I would rather my child come to me for anything they may need in their life, rather, or any concerns, any hardships, any questions, rather than go to an outsider that may be about as misguided as they are. I'd rather them come to me. So in order for them to come to me, I'm going to see them as they are, their own individual person, and I'm going to love that person no matter what. That would be in an ideal world. That's not how it is, right? Not for everyone. There are people who are lucky enough to have that, and there are many who don't. I wasn't one of them who had that. But how I got it, and how you can too, is by being you, figuring out who you are, figuring out what battles are worth fighting, and standing true to whoever that person ends up being, while having compassion for your parents and knowing that they are all products of what they have been conditioned to believe is right and wrong, is what you should not be, how you should not think, is in the pursuit of taking the control out of your parents' hands. You have to understand the resistance you're going to face comes from their inability to let go of all they know. That's all they know. So it's time for you to become the teacher and for your parents to become the student. That is it for this week's episode of Girl Talk, Real Talk. If you enjoyed it, please make sure to share this with somebody who may need it. I know there's a lot who do. So if they are not following me, not aware of my podcast, please make sure to share this podcast episode with them. Also, if you need some more information about taking your life back, healing through the brokenness that you may currently be in because of past situations, whether that be from your parents, past relationships, a job, or anything that makes you feel broken and not in control of who you are, please make sure to check out my first ever audiobook, From Broken to Fabulous. It is a heartbreak guide intended to help you take control of your heartbreak rather than be crushed by it. So please make sure to check that out. I feel like it holds a lot of information that would, as in this podcast, help you really kind of navigate your way through finding yourself and, as I said, going from broken to fabulous, like yours truly. Until next week, stay flirty, stay fearless, but most importantly, stay fabulous.